But let's also listen to what they say, which will further demonstrate their elevated spirit. There's a God in heaven who can save us. They don't worry about their own welfare, but even on the verge of being burned, God's glory is all they think about. Because what they're essentially saying is, just in case we are burned, you shouldn't blame God's lack of strength. We're now clearly explaining our entire belief system to you. There's a God in heaven, not like this earthly idol, this unresponsive and silent object, but one who can rescue even from the center of a burning inferno. So don't blame him for weakness if he allows us to fall into it. He's so powerful that he can still pull us out from the fire after we've fallen. But if not, know this, O King, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image you have erected. Notice how they, through a special provision, are unaware of the future. If they had foreseen it, their actions wouldn't have been remarkable. Because what's so extraordinary if they defy all fears when they have a guarantee of security? Of course, God would have been praised for his ability to save from the furnace, but they wouldn't have been admired, since they wouldn't have put themselves in any danger. Hence, God allowed them to be oblivious of the future to glorify them more. And just as they warned the king not to underestimate God's power, even if they may be burned, so God fulfilled both aims, demonstrating his own capacity and making the children's enthusiasm more evident.